News of a federal investigation into a land deal by Jane O'Meara Sanders has brought new attention to the unanswered questions surrounding an unsolved burglary at Burlington College shortly after it closed. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
The college had been closed for about 2 months when police got a report of a burglary. About 20 iMacs were stolen along with the keyboards and mice. People working for the college told police it looked like someone with knowledge of the building did it. All of the right surveillance cameras had been disconnected so that there was no footage of the burglar or burglars. And there was no sign of forced entry. Some other stuff was stolen too. A bunch of academic files for Israeli students were taken from a safe, and the school's main computer server was missing, along with an external hard drive that was connected to it. Also, a college-owned van. Corporal Jeffrey Beerworth is a detective with the Burlington Police. He says the missing server wasn't the only thing wrong with the server room.
It appeared that there was water, and I could be wrong, but I feel like coffee poured on different things. Several doors were broken into.
It's important to understand that this crime was tough to investigate because it's hard to tell what's missing from a college building that hasn't been fully staffed for weeks and is in the process of being cleaned out.
Picture like the wildest game of telephone you can imagine, right? Because it's like talking to one person who sends you to another, and that's all understandable given the state of the college at that point.
Things were in disarray because the college went out of business in May 2016. The closing came after People's United Bank would not renew a line of credit. And the FBI is now investigating whether Jane O'Meara Sanders overstated revenues as part of a 2010 loan deal. But Beerworth caught a break in the burglary case early. On the same day the theft was reported, police in Troy, New York called Burlington cops to let them know they had a guy in custody. Witnesses said he was the driver of a van that crashed into a fence. The van belonged to Burlington College. Beerworth drove down to Troy to take part in the search of the van and talk to the suspect. Inside the van, a bunch of computers. The police report says there were even some Burlington College promotional banners in there that were used as padding between the stolen goods. Crime solved, right?
I expected that that server, once we had the vehicle and the computers in there, I expected that we might find that server in the van, and we did not.
The server was still missing, and so was the hard drive that was connected to it. So there were still questions in need of answers. But Beerworth was in Troy, where police arrested a man that witnesses said was the van's driver. His name was Brett Seglum. Beerworth thought he might have some of those answers.
I was planning on going over to try to interview Mr. Seglum. Once we had processed the van, the detective there contacted the prosecutor and learned that the prosecutor had dropped the charges in New York in order to accommodate extradition for Mr. Seglum back to Pennsylvania. So he was gone.
From there, the case went kind of cold. Prosecutors in Chittenden County decided they didn't have enough evidence to put Seglum at the scene of the crime and didn't pursue charges. Beerworth doesn't have any solid theories on where the server and hard drive are.
The elements and information that I was working with did not speak directly to any kind of conspiracy or grand design on Seglum's part.
This week, multiple former Burlington College officials confirmed that the FBI asked administrators for records related to a land deal orchestrated by former President Jane O'Meara Sanders. And that development makes a pair of missing data storage devices a lot more interesting, especially in light of this other comment Beerworth made, though he wouldn't elaborate.
So I have spoken to an FBI agent in relation to the burglary.
Just like the details of that land deal and the apparently ongoing FBI investigation, there are more questions than answers about the burglary of Burlington College. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.